रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 101 लक्ष्मण स्ट्रक डाउन। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। Ravana's rage rose high when he found his rare astra was wasted, and he took another which was fashioned by the asura Maya, and whose presiding god was Rudra. Exceedingly radiant it was. When he flung it at Raghava, tridents, maces, bars, bows, bolts, and many other weapons, hard like adamant and lapped in flames, issued from it with the speed of roaring winds at the ending of the worlds. Raghava, who knew the mysteries of all the rare astras, was glad to see it. His radiance and splendor grew apace, and he met the missile of the foe by the astra of the Gandharva. Then Ravana shot the astra of Surya, and from it sprang forth bright wheels that spread over the sky and paved all quarters with suns and moons. But Rama destroyed them all by a continuous discharge of arrows. Then Ravana shot Rama through and through in every limb with 10 choice arrows. But the resplendent prince stood unperturbed and in his return pierced every limb of his foe with his arrows. While Rama took a rest for a while, Lakshmana, who had first met Ravana in fight and held back since the Rakshasa was having it with Rama, came up now and with 7 select arrows cut down the flag of Ravana's car, and along with it the head of the driver himself, gaily adorned with earrings. Then, with 5 keen arrows, he cut to bits the bow of Ravana, shaped like the trunk of an elephant. Meanwhile, Vibhishna joined the fray and brought his dreadful club on the horses yoked to the car that resembled black cloud banks or dark mountains. Ravana leapt from the useless vehicle, rushed upon Vibhishna in uncontrollable wrath, and struck him with a weapon dreadful like the thunderbolt, but Lakshmana cut it to bits with 3 arrows as it drew near, and the monkeys shouted loud. The Shakti, adorned with garlands of gold, fell down in 3 bits, lapped in flames like blazing meteor. The eyes of Ravana shot sparks of fire out of pure wrath, and he took up another mighty Shakti. It was worshipped with sandal and frankincense and other rare perfumes. Even Yama dare not draw near it. It was blazing with radiance and dreadful to behold, like the bolt of Indra. It had behind it the full force and power of Ravana. Lakshmana beheld it coming against Vibhishna to drink of his life breaths. Should this touch Vibhishna, he cannot survive, thought Lakshmana, and thrusting Vibhishna aside, he stood forward and with a shower of arrows prevented Ravana from discharging the Shakti. Foiled in his purpose of slaying Vibhishna, Ravana cried out in anger, "Wretch, you stood between Vibhishna and his death this day, but you will pay for that folly. This Shakti will take your life instead. Behold this weapon, fattened with the lives of many a foe and still bespattered with their blood. It will now cleave your heart and bring your life." And charged with fury, he hurled the Shakti at Lakshmana. From its 8 golden bells, it gave out mighty music. Maya had fashioned it with his magic arts. It was never known to fail, and its very nature is to destroy those against whom it is sent. It brightened up the space around as it sped towards Lakshmana. The Rakshasas roared with joy, being certain that Lakshmana could not escape. With terrible speed and thundering like the Vajra of Indra, it approached Lakshman. Then Rama blessed Lakshman, "May all be well with you." And he said to Shakti, "You shall not slay Lakshmana, you shall go back empty." The Shakti, shot with fury by Ravana, fell like a serpent of doom on the broad chest of Lakshmana, who faced it without a tremor. It sank deep into the body of the prince with all the strength and force that Ravana had put behind it when he whirled it aloft. It was lapped in fierce flames like the tongue of the great serpent. It clove the heart of Lakshmana and struck him down to the earth. Rama, who stood by, was so grieved because of his immense love for Lakshmana. Despite his strength and glory, he could not endure the sight. He thought for a while what he should do and stood there with streaming eyes and blazing with anger like the fire of dissolution. Soon he mastered himself and he decided that it was no time for grief and that he should take his heart on taking the life of Ravana and engaged him in a terrible fight with him. The pitiable sight of Lakshmana called back to him the memory of the abduction of Sita. The prince lay there like a stricken serpent with his heart cloven by the Shakti and his body bathed in blood. "This Ravana shall never escape his doom at my hands," said Rama. Ravana himself kept up a shower of arrows so that the monkey chiefs could not take out the Shakti and break it, and Lakshmana lay pinned to the earth. But Rama drew out the dreadful weapon with ease and passed his hands over it and broke it to bits. Then Ravana riddled with arrows the entire body of Rama and all his vital spots. But Rama, not heeding it, clasped Lakshmana to his heart and said to Sugriva and Hanuman, "Take good care of Lakshman here like the Chataka birds that await eagerly the welcome rains at the end of summer. I have been waiting for destroying the sinful wretch. Now the time has come. Now shall I put forth my prowess and cut down his 10 heads within a muhurta. Rama or Ravana will be dead. I gave up the crown which was within my grasp. I exiled myself to the forest of Dandaka. I was a wanderer for many a year. My Sita was taken away from me. I fought with the dark Rakshasas. The thought of all this cost me unbearable grief like the horrors of hell. But today, with the death of Ravana, I shall forget it all. It was all for this that I drew after me these monkey hosts so far away from their homes, that I slew Vali, that I installed Sugriva in his place, and that I crossed the pathless waters, building a bridge over it. It was all on account of this Rakshasa who now stands before me. Shall he go back alive? As well could one escape with life from the coils of a serpent whose very look is death. All of you, sit at ease on these mounds and look at our fight. The worlds above and below, Gandharvas, Siddhas, Charanas and Rishis know full well that Rama has no equal in power and valor. He brings joy and peace to the hearts of all. This day will be a day of rejoicing for all time to come. All created beings, animate and otherwise, gods and mortals, will behold and acclaim the wonderful battle of today." Saying this, he struck the Rakshasa with sharp arrows decked with gold. Ravana poured on Rama blazing narachas and chills like rain clouds, emptying themselves in torrents. The clash of the arrows they shot against each other was dreadful to hear. They fell broken from the sky with flaming points down to the earth. The twang of the bow struck terror in the hearts of all creatures. Like a huge cloud bank lashed by the storm, Ravana was sore beset by the arrows of Rama and, unable to stand, fled in fear from the field. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.